Welcome to Getting Things Done. Welcome to a goldmine of insights into strategies for how to have more energy, be more relaxed, and get a lot more accomplished with much less effort. If you're like me, you like getting things done and doing them well, yet you also want to savor life in ways that seem increasingly elusive, if not downright impossible, if you're working too hard. This doesn't have to be an either-or proposition. It is possible to be effectively doing while you're delightfully being in your ordinary workaday world. I think efficiency is a good thing. Maybe what you're doing is important, interesting, or useful, or maybe it isn't, but it has to be done anyway. In the first case, you want to get as much return as you can on your investment of time and energy. In the second, you want to get on to other things as fast as you can without any nagging loose ends. And whatever you're doing, you'd probably like to be more relaxed, confident that whatever you're doing at the moment is just what you need to be doing, that having a beer with your staff after hours, gazing at your sleeping child in his or her crib at midnight, answering the email in front of you, or spending a few informal minutes with the potential new client after the meeting is exactly what you ought to be doing as you're doing it. Teaching you how to be maximally efficient and relaxed whenever you need or want to be was my main purpose in writing this book. I have searched for a long time, as you may have, for answers to the questions of what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. And after 20-plus years of developing and applying new methods for personal and organizational productivity, alongside years of rigorous exploration in the self-development arena, I can attest that there is no single once-and-for-all solution. No software, seminar, cool personal planner, or personal mission statement will simplify your workday or make your choices for you as you move through your day, week, and life. What's more, just when you learn how to enhance your productivity and decision-making at one level, you'll graduate to the next accepted batch of responsibilities and creative goals, whose new challenges will defy the ability of any simple formula or buzzword du jour to get you what you want, the way you want to get it. But if there's no single means of perfecting personal organization and productivity, there are things we can do to facilitate them. As I have personally matured from year to year, I've found deeper and more meaningful, more significant things to focus on and be aware of and do. And I've uncovered simple processes that we can all learn to use that will vastly improve our ability to deal proactively and constructively with the mundane realities of the world. What follows is a compilation of more than two decades' worth of discoveries about personal productivity, a guide to maximizing output and minimizing input, and to doing so in a world in which work is increasingly voluminous and ambiguous. I've spent many thousands of hours coaching people in the trenches at their desk, helping them process and organize all of their work at hand. The methods I've uncovered have proved to be highly effective in all types of organizations at every job level, across cultures, and even at home and school. After 20 years of coaching and training some of the world's most sophisticated and productive professionals, I know the world is hungry for these methods. Executives at the top are looking to instill ruthless execution in themselves and their people as a basic standard. They know, and I know, that behind closed doors after hours, there remain unanswered calls, tasks to be delegated, unprocessed issues from meetings and conversations, personal responsibilities unmanaged, and dozens of emails still not dealt with. Many of these business people are successful because the crises they solve and the opportunities they take advantage of are bigger than the problems they allow and create in their own offices and briefcases. But given the pace of business and life today, the equation is in question. On the one hand, we need proven tools that can help people focus their energy strategically and tactically without letting anything fall through the cracks. On the other, we need to create work environments and skills that will keep the most invested people from burning out due to stress. We need positive work style standards that will attract and retain the best and brightest. We know this information is sorely needed in organizations. It's also needed in schools where our kids are still not being taught how to process information, how to focus on outcomes, or what actions to take to make them happen. And for all of us individually, it's needed so we can take advantage of all the opportunities we're given to add value to our world in a sustainable, self-nurturing way.